We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Bruce Hamblin. He is with Alberta Agriculture and Rural Economic Development. We're going to talk a little bit today, Bruce, about the Wild Boar Control Program. There was some stuff that was announced by Minister Nate Horder yesterday, I believe, with expanded trapping control, compensation for farmers. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's all kind of happening there?
Yeah, for starters, we have an existing trapping program now in collaboration with Alberta Pork. So this is in addition to that program, where we have a two-year trapping bounty for eligible trappers and landowners who help remove entire sounders from the property, and they will be eligible for $75 per set of ears. And then we also have a one-year bounty pilot program for hunting, which will help our surveillance efforts by providing us, you know, location data in places that are not necessarily where we don't know where wild boar exist currently. So, and then towards, you know, those programs will both be evaluated for their effectiveness, and we'll go from there.
When we talk about sort of the threat that wild boar pose to kind of animals and the environment, for those listening out there who may not have a total clue about what the wild boars are, what kind of damage can they do to farms out there in the province?
Yeah, so wild boar, you know, they're vectors for disease, and one is of concern is African swine fever, but they can also, you know, they can cause grief to humans, to livestock, to the damaged crops. And, all kinds of stuff.
And you mentioned some of the programs out there, and there's also that bounty pilot program, which I know locally the MD of Peace here is involved in that. With some of the lengths of this program, is it just going to be kind of going for 1 year to sort of evaluate sort of how well it's kind of worked after that?
Yes, so the MD of Peace is participating in this program. And yeah, so both of them, the bounty, the trapping is set for now for 2 years, and the hunting portion of that is set for 1 year, and both are starting as of April 1st of 2022, and they will both be evaluated, you know, prior to their expiry, and, you know, a decision will be made at that point whether we continue them or not.
And when it comes to when people see, I guess, wild boars sort of out there in the wild, what are some things that, you know, they can do when they see one?
The best thing that they can do if they see wild boar is to report it to either their ag fieldman or to us as the government. And we have, you know, the 310 farm phone number, which is 310-3276. Or we also have a dedicated email set up to report wild boar, which is af.wildboar@gov.ab.ca.
Okay, it should be some nice information out there. Bruce Hamblin, thanks for joining us on the line here today.
You are more than welcome.